by Rusty Goodman. You'll notice all the hymns and song today was about Calvary. Going to talk about that. Let's bow in prayer. Thank you, Lord, for those that are here. Bless the message to our hearts. Your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Talking today on a dress rehearsal of Calvary. Genesis 22, take thy son, thy only son, and offer him at Mount Moriah. The Old Testament has many types and shadows of future events. Abraham, a likeness of the Father. Eliezer, the likeness of the Holy Spirit. Rebekah, the likeness of the church. But Joshua and Joseph and Moses and Solomon and Isaac are all types of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is said that it is a dress rehearsal, which means it's actually taking place as if it was taking place in actuality. And that's what happened in Genesis 22 in regard to the cross of Calvary. Number one, there was a special person. Take thy son, thy only son. John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Three things about Isaac and Jesus. Both of their births were foretold years ahead. Abraham, you're going to have a child. In Isaiah, unto us a child is born. Both of them have the blessing of a name. His name shall be called Isaac. His name shall be called Jesus. Both of them were born of a miracle. Abraham was 100 years old. Jesus was born of a miracle. Born in a womb that a baby had never laid and buried in a tomb that a body had never laid. Jesus, the particular person. Jesus, the special person. Let me say something from this pulpit today, that the only way of salvation is through Jesus Christ. There was a poll from evangelical Christians that said 35% of them believe there might be another way besides Jesus. And even some popular preachers are saying that today. There might be another way. They are false teachers. There is only one way, and that is Christ. In fact, Apostle Paul rejected the religion he was born in, the church that he joined, the works that he did, the rules that he kept, that he might have Jesus Christ. There was a young man that was servicing people on his boat across the river, and a man got on that boat. He was a professor. And as they were going along, the professor asked him, "Have you ever studied rocks and the beauty of those?" And young fellow said, "No." He said, "You just lost 25% of your life." He said, "Have you ever studied water?" "No." "You just lost 25% more of your life." "Have you ever studied the weather patterns?" "No, you just lost 25% more. You've lost 75% of your life." All of a sudden, a big wave came and the poor professor fell out of the boat. Started drowning. He looked up and said, "Help me." The young man said to the professor, "Did you ever learn how to swim? If you didn't, you just lost all of your life." And so it is, you may learn all about philosophy and theology, but if you don't have Jesus, and I often tell about it, I get a chance to witness a lot of places because I have that wallet that Tammy made me after Kwanda died with her picture on it. And they often ask, and I tell them about her life story and about what she did. The last day of her life, she got her mirror out and fixed her hair, put on her makeup, said, "Johnny, did you sleep good last night? I don't want to leave you and Johnny Lee behind." Then she said to the doctors, "No matter what people say, there's not several ways to heaven. There's only one way, and that is Jesus." How many believe that? Give the Lord a hand if you believe that. It's Jesus. Not only a special person, but a specific place. On one of the mountains that I will show you. They went to the place of which God had told them. Luke 23:33 says of Jesus, when they came to the place. What is the place? Mount Moriah. Do you know Mount Moriah is at Mount Calvary? The very same place. Think about God. He looks down from the blue heavens to the big universe of 100 billion stars. Then he goes from the blue heaven to the big universe to the blended Milky Way, all the thousands of stars. And then he goes to the bountiful earth a little closer, with the mountains and the seas and the gold and the silver. And then he goes to the breathtaking country, the little country of Israel. And then he goes to the blessed city of Jerusalem. From the blue heavens to the big universe to the blended Milky Way to the bountiful earth to the breathtaking country to the blessed city and then to the blood-stained hill, Calvary. I don't know if it's true or not, but you know they say that when Goliath's head was taken off, they hung it up on a wall in Jerusalem. Then they took that head and they buried it at Calvary. And that's why it's called the place of a skull. We're not sure of that, but we do know the Bible says the head of the devil will be bruised by the heel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was not only a special person, a specific place, but a solemn purpose. Take him and kill him. Kill this young boy that Jesus, that God had promised would become the seed. Kill this promise. We don't understand it, do we? Do you know what Abraham did as he was walking up the hill with his son and looked back? He said, we're going up to the hill, but he said, we will return. He's going to kill Isaac, and yet he said, we will return. Do you know what Hebrews 11 said? By faith, Abraham offered up Isaac, knowing that even if he died, that God could raise him up again from the dead. There. He's placed on the altar. First of all, there's the burdening presence of sin. The Bible says that Isaac carried the wood and Jesus carried the cross. The binding power of sin, they tie him down to the altar. The binding power of sin will pressure you down. The bleeding penalty of sin, when the knife would go and the blood would come out. The burning passion. Isaac's laid on the altar. Isaac came off the altar, but Jesus never came off the cross. But fourthly, the sacred promise. God will provide for himself. King James doesn't say for himself. He says God will provide himself, meaning himself. In fact, Paul said himself took our infirmities and bear our sicknesses on the cross, the Lamb. Do you know the first words that were ever recorded and heard back to human ears were these words? Mary had a little lamb. Isn't that interesting? The Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb, John the Baptist said. The burden is lifted and the blood liberates. And my message to you today, friends, is this. God is right on time at the right place. Right where Isaac was placed, the lamb appeared. It's at your lowest point, you're going to find the lily. It's at the darkest night, you're going to find the bright and morning star. Not until Daniel got in the den did the angel appear. Not until the Hebrew children got into the furnace did the fourth man appear. Right where you need him, you're going to find him. A man sold his farm so he could take the money and go to try to find diamonds. The man that bought that farm saw something glistening in the backyard. It was diamonds. It's known as the acre of diamonds. Whatever your Isaac is, put it on the altar and let the lamb appear. No matter what your weakness is, have a child born with dwarfed and twisted body without arms. You have Terry Wiles, the great organist who plays with his feet. Amputate a cancer-ridden leg, and you have Terry Fox, who travels across Canada raising money for cancer research. Blind the person, and you have Ray Charles, Steve Wonder, Ronnie Millsap, and Fanny Crosby. Label him too stupid to learn, and you have Thomas Edison. Make him a helpless alcoholic, and he creates the Alcoholic Anonymous. Tell her she's too old to start painting. She becomes famous at the age of 80. Blind him at 44. Mr. Milton writes Paradise Lost. Call him dull and hopeless. Kicked out of school at sixth grade. Sir Winston Churchill. Punish her with poverty, a gold in my hair. Tell the boy that loved to sketch that he had no ideas. Walt Disney. At birth, deny the girl sight, hearing, and speech. You have Helen Keller. See a man striking out. You've got Babe Ruth. See stutterers. Oral Roberts and Charles Swindoll. See a man that said he felt like a bag of bones when he got up in the morning. You have Billy Graham. Make fun of one person that couldn't hardly talk. Dwight L. Moody. Paralyze a person in a wheelchair. You've got Johnny Erickson. See a man so depressed he's ready to commit suicide. And he takes his first Social Security check. Starts cooking Kentucky Fried Chicken. You are not too old. You are not too broke. You are not too dumb. You are not too late. You're just right. God can take you and do a miracle in your life. Amen. He took the walls of Jericho, made them victory. He took dry bones, made it an army. He took a donkey and made him a preacher. He took a bird and made him a teacher. He took a whirlwind and made him an elevator. He took a whale and made it a taxi. He took a raven and made it a water fountain. He took a dove and made it a messenger. He took a lunch and made it a banquet. He took water and turned it to wine. He took fish and made him a taxpayer. He takes clouds and makes a power of rain. He took the dirty dozen and made them disciples. He took the devil and made him a fool. And he took you and made you a Christian. Would you give the Lord a hand of praise for that? That's what he said he would do. Back to the Lamb of God. John Newton, who wrote Amazing Grace, was losing his mind at the end of his life. But two things that he always said was, I am a great sinner. Jesus is a great Savior. Have you heard of Charlotte Elliott? Charlotte Elliott was a magnificent singer. In fact, she sang at a huge banquet one night. Oh, how she could sing. When she was done, they would rise with a standing ovation. But a pastor was there, and the Holy Spirit spoke to him and said, go talk to her about her soul. He went up to her and said, you know, you sang very magnificently today. But you know, you would sure sing a lot better if you had Jesus in your heart. He said, you know, I'm a sinner. And said, you know, you're a sinner. And Charlotte, if you don't repent of your sin and receive Jesus in your heart, you're going to be lost and you're going to go straight to hell. And he turned around and walked away, and she said, what a man to tell me I'm a sinner. She was so mad at him. But those words struck in her heart. If you're not saved, you're going to be lost and go to hell. She broke out in tears and went up to her hotel room. Got on her knees and said, oh, Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins. Come into my life. I come to you just as I am. Charlotte Elliott became converted, and she wrote that song. Just as I am, without one plea, that thy blood was shed for me. O Lamb of God, I come. I come. Have you been to him today? What is your great problem as you're looking in and watching? The greatest problem you have is a sin problem. For all have sinned, none righteous, no, not one, No matter how righteous you may think you are, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of us are sinners. All of us are doomed for an eternal hell of judgment, forever without God, without hope. But God sent his son down to the old rugged cross. There he sighs, there he cries, there he dies. There blood flows from regal veins upon the started hills beneath the tree. All of his members bled to show he bled for all of his members. He loved you. He reaches out for you. He loves you. A man that was in charge of killing animals as they came across the chute to go to processing, take a knife and kill that animal. But one day it broke his heart. He saw a little lamb coming up the chute. And as he put the knife in the throat of that lamb, the blood came on his hand. The little lamb looked up and licked the blood off of his hand. And he said, it reminded me that Jesus, when blood was shed, he said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. If you don't hear anything else today, remember, you are a sinner. But he's a great Savior. All you have to do is say, Lord, I come just as I am. I'm sorry that I've sinned. Forgive me where I failed. Come into my heart and save my soul. He'll do that for you today. I'm going to ask you to pray this prayer with me, you that are watching and listening. Pray with me this prayer. Say, oh God, I'm sorry for my sins. I know that I have failed. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Forgive me. Be my Savior. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. Thank you for watching and listening. Amen. May we all rise just for a moment, please, before we take our communion. Everybody rising together. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. How many can say, Pastor Johnny, I know without a doubt. If I were to die today, I know that I'm a Christian. How many really know you're saved? Don't raise your hand if you don't know. If you're really sure of that, raise your right hand up. Somebody that could not lift your hand, put it up now and I'll pray for you right where you are. How many of you have somebody on your heart you're praying for that's lost? God bless you. God, I pray for these that raise their hands today. Touch their lives. Touch these loved ones. Bring forgiveness of sin. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.